From a secret bunker near the center of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, March 20th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know today. Three, spring is in the air, and that means soon you'll be enjoying all that Michigan has to offer, like sandy beaches and clear blue water. You may also make your way to see the Grand Hotel, but if you want to see it more often, did you know you could build it out of Lego? Ha! Two, another huge loss for Bayer in San Francisco. The company on the losing end of a lawsuit claiming Roundup causes cancer and did so in a California man. It's the second big loss in just a few months. No award has been set yet, but the last one hung a $78 million verdict on the judgment. And number one, meanwhile, the Supreme Court has a huge win for President Trump and his administration. The Supremes rule in favor of ICE detainers on dangerous criminals in the United States illegally. In fact, they can be held without any bail at all. The president says that's not going to change, not in his watch.
So if they can't catch up through the ballot box by winning an election, they want to try doing it in a different way. Now, we would have no interest in that whatsoever. It'll never happen. It won't happen. I guarantee you, it won't happen for 6 years.
Yeah, they're doing that because, as the president points out, they're trying to catch up. And so that's one of the latest litmus tests for those running for president on the Democrat side, that is to pack the Supreme Court. You've heard this conversation. What if we have five Republican nominations and five Democrat nominations? Then those 10 get together and select five more. Oh, please. How about we let the legislature, the Congress, do what they're supposed to do? Because it's up to Congress to change the number of justices on the Supreme Court. Can't happen by executive order. Can't happen any other way except through Congress. And currently it's set at 9 members. I mean, the Constitution does not set how many members of the Supreme Court there should be. That is done by Congress. At one time it was 6. One time it was 10. Now it's settled at 9 for a long period of time now. But on Tuesday, the Supreme Court handed a huge victory to Donald Trump in his battle to clamp down on illegal immigration, making it easier to detain immigrants with criminal records. The ruling that the federal immigration authorities can detain immigrants awaiting deportation any time after they've been released from prison on criminal charges is a big victory and the latest for President Trump. As you see, the Supreme Court continues to hand victories to the president. Now, this all ends up in court, of course, and there's big battles, but the ICE detention without bail for serious criminals, I mean, that's a big deal. In a year when you've got Democrats saying we should get rid of ICE, we should not have, you know, anybody doing any of this, a 5-4 decision marks another rejection for the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the very liberal panel that covers the country's West Coast, and that has tested a number of legal theories on immigration law. They keep losing. In this case, the 9th Circuit had ruled that under that law, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement immediately arrested someone released from a federal, state, or local prison that they could be held without bond in the immigration detention system. But they ruled if ICE didn't immediately arrest them, the migrants must be given a chance to make bond. Well, this case says no. Because during oral arguments last fall, the Trump administration aptly pointed out, listen, we have far too many cases. We can't keep up with everybody that's running in and out. You've got millions of people coming into this country that are in the country illegally. You've got 75,000, 100,000 a month coming in. There's no way you could ever keep up. It's not possible. And so Alito wrote the majority opinion, Sam Alito for the Supreme Court, writing in part, neither the statute's text nor its structure supported the immigrants' argument. The court conservatives side with the Trump administration, which argued the Obama administration did the same thing. They argued the same way against hearings for those convicted of crimes and affected by the law. The case before the justices involved a class action lawsuit brought by non-citizens in California, in large part. So there you go. The ruling was the first, by the way, of Brett Kavanaugh, who, along with the Chief Justice, wrote a concurring opinion. Yeah, it was the first one by Kavanaugh. The court's four more liberal justices dissented. Stephen Breyer took the unusual step of reading an oral dissent from the bench, and so what? ICE can detain people without bail. They're not here legally to begin with. And if you committed a crime in the United States, then you get to answer for that. That's the simple bottom line of it. You answer for the crime you committed here. Like I've told you time and again, Canada won't even let you in. If you have a single DUI, you're banned for life. If you have a felony ever in your life, you're banned permanently. You can never go to Canada. If you have any sort of domestic violence charge, you're banned for life. There's a whole host of things on that list. Banned for life. The same should apply in the United States. Our liberal friends to the north are very giving, very flexible, but they also know that crime that endangers their citizens will not be tolerated. And what's wrong with that? And the answer is absolutely nothing. It's the right approach. It's the right thing. Crime that would endanger your citizens, or people that have committed crimes that if they were duplicated could endanger your citizens, shall not be tolerated. How much more straightforward could you be about that? And why would the Democrats argue against it? That's the baffling part. Allow illegals to be here and endorse the idea of illegals voting. It's insanity. Why would you even encourage that? There is no rational justification. Well, they came here as children. It was not their fault. I don't care if they came here whenever they came here. If they're here illegally from another country and they commit a crime, that's it. You're gone. You commit a felony, you get a drunk driving, you get a domestic assault, you're gone. Period. You're out because you can't allow that to continue, because all you end up doing is filling your own prisons with criminals from other countries, and we foot the bill for that. So how about we just clean house? Don't let those people in ever. If you have those, maybe we should just mirror what the Canadians have done. What about that? Should we just mirror what the Canadians have done and put in similar rules? If you've ever had a DUI, I'm sorry, you can't be here. If you're here illegally and you get a DUI, you're out permanently. If you're here, you can't come in if you have a felony. If you're here and you get a felony, you're out permanently. And so on and so forth. There should be zero tolerance for these things. Zero tolerance. I mean, mothers against drunk drivers, they should be hollering mad anytime an illegal alien is involved with a drunk driving crime. And certainly we've seen the headlines where illegal aliens are involved with drunk driving offenses that result in fatalities. Well, if they weren't here in the first place, you wouldn't have this. And several of those stories that I've read, it's not the first DUI. It's the second. It's the third. And if we had enforced laws like Canada does, drunk driving offenders would not even be in the country in the first place, not legally. We wouldn't let them in. Sorry, sir. You're going back to wherever you came from. Goodbye. There you go. It's all part of this agenda that's coming from the left. It's a bizarre agenda. The whole thing is bizarre. Make the voting age 16 and the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court. You know, allow and encourage illegals to come here. Allow and encourage them to vote. It's baffling is what it is. You can start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies. You get a lot of jobs looking for people just like you. And the pay depends on experience and how ready you are to get started. Because with the snow melting, man, it's time. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com right now and find your way to a new job, a new career. Also look at the sexiest job of the week. It's all there for you. Good to have you along on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Are you finally ready to lose weight? I mean, for real this time. Sure, you've tried before, but when you didn't get anywhere, you gave up. Well, I have a solution. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. Hormonal imbalances are the root cause of not only your weight gain, but mood swings and discomfort, too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com has the technology to get to the root cause of your weight gain once and for all. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. We'll customize a program to fit your specific needs. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Marquee. Visit LansingGoRed.org for more information.